Hey, how you doing? This is Mitch McAllister from Notes from the Underground coming back to you. Got some stuff here. I printed out this thing from the South by Southwest, which I really feel stupid for not going to, because after reading it, it looks like there are some great bands that were there. Who was it? Mike Doughty. He was from Soul Coughing, which I think I mentioned last week. He was playing there on Wednesday. Wednesday was good. Wednesday, there was also Slater Kinney, Tiff Merritt, Elvis Costello, Billy Idol, the Donnas. That's right, the Donnas. They're coming from Palo Alto, California, my hometown. And actually, I got to see them at the Sunset Junction show just this September, just this past September, and that was a pretty fun show. I like to see them. I remember my high school band played in a battle of the bands with them once. We all went to the same high school. I'm a name dropper. See what else? Built Like Alaska was playing on Wednesday. So those would have been some of the shows I would have tried to catch on Wednesday. Thursday, the Soundtrack of Our Lives, and they just released a new album, I guess last week. Yeah, Tuesday, March 15th. So go check that out. It's called Origin Volume 1, and that's from Universal. Let's see, who else? The Kaiser Chiefs, they just released an album on the 15th as well. See, so what else we got here? Robert Plant was actually speaking there. I don't know if he played there or not, but I know that he was speaking. But it looks like here on the set list here that Robert Plant and Strange Sensation. So maybe that's his band. Let's see, who else? Death from Above, 1979. I want to check them out. French Kicks. Early Mart, Tina Dico, she's one of the singers from 07. You might recognize her. Tegan and Sarah, LCD Sound System, and actually just picked up their new album. That's pretty fun. Who else we got? As I mentioned, the Kaiser Chiefs, who just released an album, they were also playing, and BBC Radio 1, it looks like they put on a good show that had the Kaiser Chiefs, Louis the 14th, the Future Heads, Hot Hot Heat, and Doves. The Doves are also releasing a new album. I think that comes out tomorrow. Let me see here. I don't see it. Doves, I know, are coming out, though. They have a new one coming out soon. So, check that out. If you like Doves, I do. Their first one's my favorite. And, what else? World Leader Pretend, 2220s, VHS or Beta, Fatboy Slim, M. Ward, Crooked Fingers. I mean, the list just goes on and on. The Bravery, which I actually don't know that well yet. The Ravenettes, The Kills, Spoon just released a new album too. Stephen Malcolmus from Pavement, Robert Randolph and the Family Band, Blind Boys of Alabama. If you like that jam stuff, which, believe it or not, I do. My brother makes fun of me because I like jam music, but you know. Aqualung, another new album, new band out. Block Party, which actually was able to get a track from this week. I remember saying last week that I was having a hard time getting permission from bands, and I found a solution. If you just pick up, if you just go to their website, then you can just grab whatever's on there, and I think you can play that. That's public domain. If the band is putting it out on their website for anybody to download, then that means I can play it on my podcast. So basically, if you're a band and I mention you in one of my lists here or whatever, then and you don't have your MP3s available, then I'm not going to be able to play you unless I can contact you directly or something. But like I noticed Arcade Fire, which I wanted to play for you guys, you know, can't download their music. They're getting too popular. So their manager or producers or whatever are telling them they can either stream or you can buy it off iTunes, but streaming doesn't work. I need MP3s, people. So there we go. Anyways, what else did I say? Fisher Spooner was playing at South by Southwest. This was in Austin, Texas, and I always hear about it, but I've never been. I've been to Austin, but I just haven't been during South by Southwest, so I guess I missed out. Who else? Jesse Harris, The Kings of Convenience, Erykah Badu, Nick Armstrong, Jimmy Chamberlain Complex, the drummer from Smashing Pumpkins, Jimmy Chamberlain, he came out with his own album this year. Let's see, I'm not sure. I actually don't know what label that's on. Heard one of the tunes, which is pretty good. Actually really like it. Who else is playing? The Brazilian Girls. I mean, there's hundreds of bands on this list. I can't even, I'm just picking the ones out that I spotted. Jesse Sykes and the Sweet Hereafter, Amy Mann, Harry Shearer. I don't know if you know him. He does all these voices on, he does all the Simpsons voices, you know, like, the Reverend, Dearly Beloved. And I think he does Ned Flanders and a bunch of others. Anyways, he's got a great podcast actually that goes every Sunday. So check that out at kcrw.com/podcast. Let me see. I'll get that URL for you. I don't know. So yeah, I don't know if he was singing or speaking or doing a little of both. I would imagine he was probably doing a little bit of both. Just because he's kind of like that. But anyways, so he was there. I mean, gosh. I mean, really the question is, who wasn't, right? Yeah. So anyways, if you want to check out this Harry Shearer thing, it's at his show is called Le Show. And it's pretty cool. I like listening to it. It's good. It's like political commentary and stuff like that. So check out kcrw.org/show/LS. And then you can listen to some of his stuff. So anyways, that's my little South by Southwest snippet there. I mean, I could have gone with that for much longer, but I'm sure you're glad I didn't, because if you wanted to go to the show, you would have probably picked one of these up yourself. So anyways, another announcement here, and then I'm going to play some music for you like I promised. Let's see. So tomorrow, Tuesday, March 22nd, and it's actually probably today, because I'm probably just going to release this early in the morning on Tuesday. We got some new releases from bands that I stated there in that South by Southwest show. But I'll read some for you here. Aqualung, Strange and Beautiful, that's from Columbia Records. And Billy Idol's got a new one called Devil's Playground, and that's on Sanctuary. Block Party, that's on the album's called Silent Alarm, and that's from Vice Records. Man, that's just a great disc. I've heard it back and forth, and I love it. I have actually a track here from it's sort of a disco remix, which I don't like as much, but it was free on their website, so I figured I'd bring it in. So what else we got? Daft Punk, the Decemberists, Moby, he's got a new one, Hotel, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, and Queens of the Stone Age are releasing a new one that's on Interscope called Lullabies to Paralyze. If any of you Screaming Trees fans are out there, Mark Lanegan sings on a number of the tunes, and he's great, he's a good writer. Yola Tango, they're on the Matador label, and their new CD called Prisoners of Love, 1984 to 2003. So that's this week's CD releases. It's a big week. I mean, I didn't read them all. I'm just reading some of the ones that jumped out at me. Dinosaur Jr. is reissuing a bunch of their stuff this week. I don't know. It just seems like March 22nd is the week to release stuff. So that's what's going down. Anyways, so I got a great show for you. Company Car coming up here with their song Fire Truck. And then after that, I'm going to play Banquet from Block Party. So here we go with Company Car. That was Block Party with Banquet. That's the Phones Disco edit. Got that right off their website. So if you want to get that song without hearing all my jabber going on all around it, then just go to what is that site? It's a Block Party. It's blockparty.com, blockparty.com. And then before that was Company Car, and their site is companycarmusic.com, I think. Is that right? Yeah. Yeah, and there you can get you can hear some of their recordings, and they've got updates on tours and whatever. I think they play mostly in San Francisco, but they do go out beyond that as well, as all good bands should leave home once in a while. So anyways, that does it for the music segment there. I did see a great movie this weekend. It's called Beautiful Boxer. And for those of you that have ever been to Thailand, I think you would enjoy this, especially if you've been in the northern province of Chiang Mai. It's a great story about a boxer who, he's a transvestite, or he wants to be a transvestite, and he goes into boxing to be able to afford a sex change operation. And I know it sounds a little bit strange, but I mean it's a really compelling story. The acting is good. It's actually from Thailand, and the writing is great. And it's a true story about this boxer, and I thoroughly enjoyed the irony of it all. You know, you think of transvestites maybe as not being tough, not being the type to go into the ring, but that's definitely unfounded stereotype, to say the least. Oh, here we go. Wow. I just sort of went to the website here to check it out, and you can hear it in the background. So we got it in Thai and in English here. So check out beautifulboxer.com if this is interesting to you at all. Pretty music. Oh. Yeah, no, it's a great story. So, highly, highly recommend it. I was in Thailand a few years back, and it brought back some memories of my time there. So, I was really glad I got the chance to see that. So, go check that out if you got time. Speaking of time, I think that's about all the time I got for today. But thank you for inviting me into your iPod. I really appreciate it. And feel free to leave comments or whatever on the site, notesunderground.com. I welcome anybody's feedback on what they're getting, if the sound quality is good enough, or if you want to hear a certain band, or if you are a band and you want me to play you on my show, you can email me at mitch.mcallister@notesunderground.com, and I think there's an email link there on the website too. So gonna keep this thing going. I'm enjoying myself, and I hope you are enjoying listening. So have a good week, and I will post again next Monday night. Thank you.